in the earlier revelations, like the Old Testament.
有人呢是把旧约比作是一套考卷。
One can compare the Old Testament as a exam papers.
而把新约呢比作是一个这个正确的答案。
And the New Testament to be the answers.
所以呢，单看旧约是很难找到正确答案的。
Therefore, if you read Old Testament only, it's very difficult to find the correct answer.
因为只有在新约中，他才会把答案来启示给人，告诉人。
Because the answer can only be revealed in the New Testament.
所以呢，只有明白新约，我们才能正确的理解旧约。
So only we understand New Testament, then we can understand the Old Testament.
比如呢，在传道书中对人的一些描述，比方说人死后的一些光景。
It's some description in the Ecclesiastes, like the state of people after death.
那么当时呢，所罗门虽然是一个领受了神大有智慧的神。
Even though Solomon was somebody who has some knowledge from God.
所以他虽然大有智慧，但是他就不知道将来耶稣基督会要从死里复活，胜过死亡的权势。
So he's of great wisdom, but he does not know that Jesus Christ will be raised from the death.
所以呢，我们对人死后的光景，对于人类的终局，我们了解的其实要比旧约时代的人清楚得多。
So for the states of the people's death or the end of this world, compared with the people from Old Testament.We understand much better.
那么我们今天呢，活在恩典的新约时代。
Today we live in the new covenant age of grace.
那我们对圣经的了解比旧约时候的人有更多的优势。
So our knowledge of the Bible has many advantages over people in the Old Testament.
因为我们已经有了神全备的启示。
Because we have the complete revelation from God.
就是旧约缺书和新约缺书。
That means the whole book of Old Testament and the whole book of New Testament.
那么所罗门大概是什么时候写的传道书呢？
When did Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes?
这应该是在他的晚年经历悔改之后写的。
It should be in his old age after he repented.
因为这里描述他的经历完全经历完人生各样的处境之后，他做出了一些回应、反省和忠告。
Because it is described here that he has made some responses, reflection, and advice after going through various of situations in his life.
我们知道了，所罗门老年的时候，他曾经一段时间远离神。
We know that in the old age of Solomon, he departed from God.
他娶了好多的外邦女子做他的妻妾妃嫔。
He took many Gentile women to be his concubines.
那么这些外邦女子就诱惑他来拜假神、拜偶像。
This concubines was seduced by the and worshipped the false gods and idols.
那么他甚至还为这些假神来做这些祭拜他们的这些地方。
And he even made the places for worship these idols.
所以这就导致了他后来的国家很快他死后就分裂。
And the country was soon divided after his death.
那么纵观所罗门的一生
，through Solomon's life，
那么他在晚年的表现让他的一生留下了很多的遗憾。
His later years left a lot of regrets in his life.
那么所罗门自己他经历了这么多的事情之后，他反思之后就写下了这本非常宝贵的传道。
So after Solomon experienced so many things through his life, he reflected and wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
其实我们客观地看所罗门的一生，
If we look at Solomon's life,
那么这个人从人的角度来看，他真的是享尽了荣华富贵一切的所有。
So from a human's point of view, he was very successful and he was prosperous.
那么今天呢，我们人所要追求的一切的平安、享乐、情欲、最终之乐等等，所罗门他通通的都有了。
He has all the things we pursue today: stability.Pleasure, lust, pleasures in sin, etc.
但是呢，当他悔改之后，他最后得出一个结论。
But after he repented, he concluded.
回顾他在最终的生活，他说：“虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。”
And he concluded that vanity is vanity, everything is vanity.
那么我们还没有得到的时候，我们有很多追求的目标。
When we didn't get it, we have many goals to pursue.
那么想不断的努力来达到这些目标。
We want to attain these goals, by working hard.
而所罗门呢，他是一个得到的，他得到了一切我们要追求的。
Solomon is a man who gets. He gets everything he wanted.
那么他却说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Yet he says vanity of the vanity, everything is vanity.
然而呢，从古到今，大多数人其实费尽一生的努力，就是在追求想达到类似所罗门这样的境界。
Yet, from ancient time to now, many people are still strive to pursue what Solomon wants to accomplish.
希望拥有最多的财富。
They want to have the most wealth.
最多的享受。
The most enjoyment.
最多上情欲上的满足。
The most lustful satisfaction.
最多的权威。
And the most authority.
那么其实这些呢，都是我们不认识神的时候，以自我为中心的时候追求的目标。
All these are the goals that while we didn't know God and we were self-centered.
那么人忙忙碌碌的都是要达到，为了达到这些的目标。
We all of us want to achieve this goal through our hard life.
比如说我们有的时候呢，来为了装备教导我们训练我们的孩子。
For example, sometimes we equip and train our children.
那么从小给他们上最好的学校。
We give them the best school,
让他们去拿到最好的学位。
And we ask them to go to the best degree,
哎，最后找到更好、很好的工作。
And find the best job,
哎，最后结婚成家。
And then finally, get married,
觉得这就功德圆满了，这就自己尽到责任了。
And we feel satisfied of these are done.
那么其实追求这些目标本身它是没有错的。
Most of the goals we pursue is not wrong.
但是呢，神把这句书放到圣经里面，那是要告诉我们。
But God put this book in the Bible is telling us.
当我们不认识神的时候，是以自我为中心，以我自己设立的目标为我人生追求的方向。
While we didn't know God, we were self-centered, and we want to. We want to achieve a goal that is self-centered.
我认为我不偷不抢，我努力认真的工作。
I don't steal, I don't rob, I work hard.
以后我达到了这些目标，这就是我要追求的。
And I achieve the goal that is what I go after.
那么所罗门今天告诉我们说
，Solomon tells us today.
如果你不认识神，你就是靠在你自己。
If you don't know God, you are relying on yourself.
在神以外达到人生的目标和满足。
The life goals and satisfaction achieved outside of God.
那么将来到了人生的终局的时候，你会觉得这都是徒劳，是虚空的虚空。
And you will feel that they are futile and vanity of vanity.
那么这是传道书给我们的一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important remind for this book.
那么当人不认识神的时候，我们对前面的道路其实是茫然的。
While we don't know God, our road, we are actually at loss for our road.
其实我们也不知道明天会怎么样。
Actually, we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
所以我们就只能走一步算一步，不断地往前努力。
So we only take one step at a time and keep working hard.
我们看起来好像也有一个人生的规划。
Looks like we have a life plan.
有人讲说，哎，说是哎，我有人说是他们有这样的这个生命的这个生活的一个设立目标，是30岁他们想赚第一个100万。
Some people may have a plan that he want to make $1 million in his 30s.
那么40岁说想赚第一个500万。
And the first 50.
50岁
for, at the age of 40.
50岁他们就是说想环游世界。
And he retired at 50 and have tour around the world.
然后就退休了。
And he retired.
那这是他们的人生的目标。
And this is his life objective.
然后呢？
then
就是等着离开这个世界
and so waiting to depart from this world.
如果我们从世俗的角度来看，这可能是一个很丰富的人生。
If we look at it from a worldly point of view, it can be a very rich life.
但是从神的真理来看
，But from the truth from God,
神告诉我们怎么样才能够活出一个丰盛的人生，有永恒的意义的人生。
How to live a rich life, a life with eternal meaning, and this is put forward by this book.
这是传道书给我们提出来的。
That's what the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以呢，如果一个人普通人是生命中没有什么大的成就的人，写这本传道书。
So if this book is written by ordinary people who has accomplished no significance in his life，
如果他说啊一切都是虚空的，可能有人认为那真的是这样的虚空的。
If this guy says vanity and people may think it is real for him，
可是呢，一个人在人世间曾经是那样的辉煌。
But for a person like Solomon, who is so successful,
一切人想要的他都有了。
And he got everything that man wants.
从人的角度来看，也是毫无遗憾。
And he has no regret from a human point of view.
但是就这一个人回头来思想他自己过去的生命时候，却是虚空的虚空。
But this person, when he reflects what his life, and he says,Vanity of vanity.
那么这就很值得我们好好去来思想一下我们的生命。
And this is worthy for us to ponder.
那么这里面经常这本书里面谈到虚空的虚空。
There's the word vanity of vanity is mentioned a couple of times in the book of Acts.
所以我们就现在看一下这个虚空到底是一个什么意思。
So let's look at the meaning of vanity.
那么我们先看一下第二节到第三节。
Verse 2 through 3.
传道者说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空人一切的劳碌就是他在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢
Vanities of vanities says the preacher Vanity of vanities All is vanity What does man gain by all the toil At which he toils under the sun
所以呢这本传道书里面出现最多的两个词就是虚空和日光之下
The most two common words in this book is vanity or and under the sun.
所以呢，这本书它谈虚空的时候，也是谈论的在日光之下的虚空。
So when we say this vanity is the vanity under the sun.
所以呢，这个两个词放在一起，就有很多相关的这个联系。
They closely related in many places.
那么日光之下呢指的就是我们所生活的这个时空世界里存在和发生的一切
Under the sun that means whatever exists and happens in the space and time
那么为什么他说在日光之下凡事都是虚空的呢
Why he says everything is vanity under the sun
因为我们观察我们自己或者周围的生活
Because when we observe the life around us,
那么在日光之下发生的所有的事情，其实都是暂时的。
Anything under the sun is temporary.
都是有结束或失去的那一天。
It will be lost or finished by some day.
所以呢，单从世俗的眼光来看，都是虚空，都会过去。
So just from a man's point of view, everything is temporary.
他说因为你在日光之下你没有和这位神界的一个生命的关系
Solomon says because you are under the sun you have not relation with God
你经世一切的努力所有的作为一切的享受到最后才会是一场虚空
All your effort, all your deeds and all your enjoyments finally can be a vanity.
这是传道士给我们一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a reminder of the book.
你再怎么努力，最后得到的，你自己不能持守，其实也是带不走的。
No matter how you strive, you work hard, what you get, you cannot keep.
而且有时候你甚至是你想给谁，有时候你可能也做不到。
And sometimes you want to pass to some people, even that you cannot do it.
那么这样的情况下，你忙忙碌碌的一生到底是为了什么
？Under this kind of situation, what you are busy for?
难道就是这样虚幻一生吗
？And do you want to get this a illusionary life?
所以他借着这样人的有限，把我们推到一个死角里面去。
So Solomon, through the our limitation, we are pushed to, we are turned to another direction.
如果没有神的话，不认识神的话，那么回头来看生命只是一场虚空。
If without God, our life is meaningless.
然后借着这些样的处境，他就把我们转向另外一个方向。
So by through this situation, so we are directed to know God.
就是去认识日光之上的这位神。
That means we are to know God above the sun.
所以呢，传道书其实它不是一句消极或负面的书。
So the book of Ecclesiastes is not negative.
它是很诚实的带领我们面对生活各样的处境，然后让我们找到一个正确的方向。
It honestly led us to face the situations in our life and then find the correct direction.
那么当我们不认识神的时候，人其实找不到自己的价值。
When we didn't know God, we actually couldn't find our values.
如果你是一位完全相信进化论的人，
If you completely believe the theory of evolution,
那么你的出现完全是偶然的。
And your presence, is completely random.
是没有任何目的的。
And without any goal.
因为生命出现在这个世界，就是偶尔一个电，哎，击到一个有机分子上，突然就产生了一个氨基酸。
Life come to this world is like a electric, he say,organic molecule randomly, and then the first DNA is produced.
那么就这样，第一个生命可能就产生了。
And that's how the first life is created.
那么我们想一下，这是什么目的
？And we can think what's the purpose of this.
其实完全是偶然的，没有目的的。
And if like this, it's random and without goal.
那么人如果没有跟这个宇宙创造者这位神连在一起，那他就是看不见自我的价值的。
Man cannot see his own value if he's not related to the creator of the universe.
那怎么样来这个肯定自己的价值呢？
So how can we know our true value?
所以我们只能在与他人的比较过程中看到我们自己的价值。
So we can only see our value by compare with others.
不管我们用的方法是正确的还是错误的。
Whether it is a correct method or a wrong method.
把一个人比下去才能看着我自己的价值。
Only by comparing a person to see my value.
我的房子比你的大。
My house is bigger than yours.
我开的车比你的好。
And I'm driving a better car.
我的皮包可能比你的贵。
My wallet is more expensive than yours.
我的孩子比你的孩子读书读得好。
And my child doing better than your child.
我的工资比你的高。
And I get a higher salary.
其实这是大人看自己的价值。
And this is what adults see his own.
那么对于一些儿童、小孩子、青少年来说
，for young children,
他们也会比。
And they also compare.
我的手机更新潮。
My phone is newer model.
我玩的游戏更高级。
And the game I play is more advanced.
我的学校更有名。
And I have a more famous school.
我的父母更有钱。
And my parents are much richer.
如果我们都是在比较里面去找价值，
If we find our value through comparison,
我们就会不自然的去追求这些东西。
And naturally we pursue these things.
甚至会不择手段的去得到这些东西。
We may want to get these by any method.
那么得不到，我们就会心里忧愁烦恼。
If we don't get it, we will be troubled.
那么在这种比较里面造成的结果，其实就是摩西在诗篇90章里面告诉我们的。
The result of this comparison is what Moses described in the Psalm 90.
因为所有的前面讲的这些东西，如果你即使你得到了，其实你也很快会失去。
Even though you get what you are pursuing, it can be quickly gone.
失去了，你就又想再得到更好的。
And once you lost, you want to have more.
所以这就是人的生命就会是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So the man's life is toil and trouble.
忙忙碌碌的一生，最后就是为了争一口气。
People strive just for a breath.
有一天那口气也就没有了。
And one day the breath will be gone.
那你到底这样做是为了什么？
And what's exactly what you want to accomplish?
所以呢，在这句书里面讲到虚空的时候，就会说，不论你想用任何途径达到你想要的目的， 如果没有与神的关系，你不认识神，最后的结果一定是虚空。
So this book tells us, no matter what method you want to achieve your goal, if without relationship with God, you don't know God, and the end is meaningless.
那么虚空在这本书里面它的本意，它是呼吸、水气，或者我们平时看到的雾气。
The word vanity, the original meaning is the breeze, water, vapor, mist.
所以这些东西我们也都有亲身的经历，我们看着看看就没有了。
And we know these things.
那么在传道书里面，这个虚空呢，它包含很多个方面的意思。
And the vanity in the book of Ecclesiastes has many meanings.
那么其中一个意思就是荒谬的意思。
One of them is absurd.
哎，就是说没有意义的意思。
That means meaningless.
我们搞了半天，到底是为了什么
？And what do we, what's the purpose after we get?
有时候我们安静下来会思想这样的问题。哎，我干了这个干了，到底是为了什么？其实有时候自己也不知道。
Sometimes we ask what the real the purpose of what we are doing, but we really don't know.
那么虚空的第二个意思就是短暂。
The second meaning of vanity is short.
如同云雾一般。
It's just short like a cloud.
我们活在这个虚空之下，我们都会其实面对一个死亡的压力。
We live under the vanity. We feel the pressure of death.
那么在这种情况下，我们的人生就是短短的，不是永恒的。
And our life is short and not eternal.
你所有的作为都是限制在一定的这个时间范围之内。
All your deeds and actions are limited to certain space.
那么在这个短暂的时间之内，你到底要做一些什么
？In this short time, what you are to do?
其实我们都知道，我们是空手来到这个世界。
We come to this world empty-handed.
我们离开这个世界的时候，也什么也带不走。
When we depart this world, we cannot bring anything.
那么你在这段时间要在忙什么
？Then what you should be busy for?
但是呢，我们现在也会听人会讲，他说不会的，哎，我会把我的财产留给我的子孙后代。
Many people would say, I will leave my property to my son.
这是也很有意义的嘛。
This can be meaningful.
其实呢，今天你只要打开报纸、新闻、网络，你会看到很多的有钱人。
If you open the newspaper or news, read the news and the internet, you will find many rich people.
那么他们死了以后，或者甚至他们活着时候，他们的子孙就为了争夺这些财产，闹得有时候伤了亲情，甚至会断绝关系。
So after their death, or even they were still alive.Their children or grandchildren would fight for the property and compete, so they hurt their family, even cut off their relationship.
我想这不是任何一个做父母亲愿意看到的。
This should not be what a father wants there to see.
但是这就是可能最后可能的结果。
But it may most likely ending like this.
那么虚空的另一个意思就是无法理解或者是高深莫测。
Another meaning of vanity is incomprehensible.
比方说传道书里面说、啊、为什么好人有时候没有好报，坏人却也没有坏报呢？
For example, the book asked why good people are sometimes not rewarded.
这到底是为什么？
And bad people are not punished. Why?
有时候也看到义人行义 反之灭亡。
We also see the righteous do what is right and others perish.
啊，那些坏人却活得好好的。
And the bad person are still alive.
这到底怎么回事？
And why is like that?
我们讲善有善报，恶有恶报。
We say good will be rewarded with good.
但是我们看到的真实世界里面好像不都是这个样子。
But we don't see this always.
所以答案就是虚空。
So the answer is vanity.
这造成一个结果，就是我们无法明白。
So we don't understand this.
那么虚空还有一个意思，就是讽刺的意思。
The third meaning is sarcasm.
就是说有很多讽刺性的意思在里面。
So it has a meaning of sarcasm.
比如传道书里面有时候提到，说有一个有智慧的人和一个没有智慧的人，到底有什么区别呢？
For example, what is the difference between a wise man and a foolish man?
因为最后都要面对死亡这件事情。
Because everybody will die.
所以看起来都差不多。
It looks the same.
我今世比你聪明，不过也就是这段时间，以后呢？
In this world, I'm smarter than you, but only in your lifespan.
那么甚至有时候传道者有时候也会说，人跟动物没有两样。
And sometimes people will say there's no difference between man, human, and animals.
因为动物也会死亡，人也会死亡。
Because they all end with death.
那么在这种情况下，因为人越不过死亡的限制，一生一那么一生呢？这个就是以死亡来结束。
Because no one can surpass the limit of death, and so that their life will be meaningless.
所以也写的今世就是好像一场虚空。
So it seems everything in the world become empty.
那么我们这本书里面所罗，我们一起来回想一下，就是所罗门呢，在圣灵的漠视之下写了这本传道书。
So Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes in from the revelation from God.
那么在传道书里面出现许多次这个虚空这个词。
There are many times the word vanity occurs.
所以我们在读的时候呢，要看它的上下文，它是有不同的意思的。
So we need to look at the different meaning in context.
我们需要回去，我们需要去认真的明白。
So we need to understand.
那总的来说呢，虚空主要的意思就是荒谬、短暂。没有实际的意义，充满不能理解的奥秘、讽刺等等。
So mainly the word vanity means absurd, fleeting, meaningless, full of incomprehensible mysteries, irony, etc.
那么日光之下的人生，仔细观察的话，其实就是这个样子。
If you carefully look at the life under the sun, it's just like that.
所以传道书是在今生今世的这个范围内来看人生命的本质。
So, the book of Exodus is to look at the essence of human life.
或者说看人生命的这种现象。
Or look at the phenomena of life.
结果就是虚空。
And the result is empty.
这不是。这是不认识人的人的一个生命的本质。
And this is the essence of life for those who do not know God.
那么有人讲说，基督信仰就是将来上天堂或者是下地狱。
Some people say Christianity faith is to go into the heaven, in the future or going to the hell.
哎，这些都是将来的事情，所以呢，今生怎么活其实都无所谓。
These are future, events.So whatever we live today does not really matter.
那么是这样吗？
Is that so?
当然不是了。
Of course not.
那么基督信仰的其实它是非常强调今天的。
The Christian faith actually emphasizes the living today.
我们不是说信耶稣之后属灵的生命就躺平等着上天堂了。
We're not saying after believing Jesus, the spiritual life will wait to go to heaven.
而是在永恒的盼望里面来好好的过好我们今生的生活。
But we are to live today, in the hope of the future.
也只有今天活在世上的时候，我们才能因为遵守神的话，我们品尝到主恩的滋味。
Only when we live in the world today, will we be able to taste the Lord's grace.
而且呢，只有说活出真理，我们才能真正的认识这位神，他的信实和他的慈爱。
Only by living out the truth can we truly know the God who is faithful and merciful.
我们才会真正的有把握，或就是将来在永恒中能够与主相见，永远的同在。
And then we can have the confidence.That we will meet the Lord in eternal future.
如果我们今生我们活着马马虎虎随随便便
，If today we live in casually,
六天我们过没有神的生活
，And we live six days without God,
那么只是星期天去去教会，复活节、圣诞节去参加一些教会的活动
，We only go to Sunday, church Sundays or Christmas or other activities.
那么平日与世人毫无区别，还是活在旧我的里面。
In other time, we're still the same as the unbelieving people.
那么永恒对于这些人来说，可能就是或者救恩，其实它就是一个抽象的想象罢了。
And then eternity and salvation for those remains an abstract imagination.
所以呢，传道书呢，它基本的信息就是有两个方面。
So the basic message from the book of Ecclesiastes.
第一就是要人要敬畏神。
First, people should fear God.
因为神要在最后要审问每一个人。
Because God will judge people last.
那么在传道书的十一章第五节，他对所有的孩子们讲。
Chapter 11, verse 9, Solomon talked to children.
他说：“少年人呐、啊，你在幼年的时候当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅。你行你心所行的，看你爷所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必要审问你。”
Chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment.
那我们中间也可能有很多的孩子们。
There may be some children among us.
那你可能每天就是想看怎么玩得好，吃得好。
Maybe every day you are learning for how to eat well and play well.
你可能会花很多的时间上玩游戏，去上网或者做很多与你的学业无关的事情。
You may spend time in the internet and doing things without relating to your academic work.
你每天越发你可能连几分钟读圣经的时间你都没有。
You may not find you may not want to read the Bible in your day.
那么认真的想一想，那么你是一个神的儿女，如果你的父母亲或有一方或者都信主的话，你其实在神的约里面的孩子。
Just to think seriously that you, because your parents are believers, therefore you are also in the covenant with God.
你要真的是知道神爱你。
And know that God truly loves you.
神赐给你的生命不是每天浪费在这些游戏、这些无穷的这些的夜乐种种的。
God gave you a life not to waste your time.
要知道你是神的儿女，你要真的是来用圣经来喂养你的生命。
And you know that you need to spend time studying God's word.
要把你本分的工作来做好，那就是学习。
And also you know, need to do your work, that means your study.
那么十二章的十三到十四节是对所有人讲的。
Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14 is to all the people.
那他这儿说这些事都已经听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，离一切隐秘的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
The end of the matter, all has been heard.Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret things, whether good or evil.
那么这节经文既是对我们大人讲，也是对孩子们讲。
And these are addressed not only to adults, but also to young people.
而前面刚才那节经文专门就是为小孩子讲。
And the verse we read before is only for young people.
所以可见神对小孩子从小其实就有很严格的要求。
You can clearly see that God has a high expectation for young
people. 这也是因为小孩子从小真的是容易这样来做。
Because the young people can do things easily.
所以我们做父母亲的老人的真的要常常为我们的孩子们来祷告。
So we need to pray as adults for children.
让他们真的不要把美好的时间浪费掉。
So that they will not waste their time.
那么这节后面这节经文呢，对所有的人讲，就是让我们真的知道，我们每日的生活，我们不管我们做什么，我们真的常常不要把神排除在外。
The second verse remind us, no matter what we do, we just have to think about what we should live our life.
我们活在日光之下。
We live under the sun.
但是呢，神，我们在也是活在神的面前。
But we also live in front of God.
我们一切的所思所想所行，神都知道。
All our thinking, all our mind, God knows them.
所以呢，我们要常常有个敬畏神的心。
So we must have a fearful heart.
愿意顺服神的命令。
So that we are willing to obey His command.
这不是我们该想做，这不是我们愿意不愿意的问题。
This is not a question whether we are willing or not.
这是每个神的儿女当尽的本分。
And this is what we ought to do.
那么我们怎么来做这些事情，怎么来顺服神？
How we should do this to obey God's command.
那么我们怎么来做是善是恶， 那么将来神一定会审问我们的。
Doing what is good or evil, because God will judge in the future.
所以知道这一些，我们才会来认真思想，我们该怎么活好我们的每一天。
So only knowing this, then we can think about how we should live.
那么传道书给我们的第二个方面的主要信息就是说，因为有死亡的存在，而且人不能超越死亡。
The second message that Ecclesiastes tells us, because there's a death and people cannot pass death.
那我们真的该怎么办呢？
Then what we should do?
那么在传道书的时代，他用死亡作为一个提醒人要好好来反省的途径。
In Solomon's time, he used death as a way to remind people to reflect.
因为每个人谁都知道都会面对死亡。
Because everyone will face the death.
所以要思想该怎么活，应该怎么活余下的时间。
So we must think how to live and how to live the remaining of your life.
因为我们过去的时间已经拿不回来了。
Because whatever is past is already gone.
所以最重要的是，我们怎么样在当下，我们能够活一个爱神、敬畏神的生活。
So the importance is the current life, what we should face God.
那么这位神，那么在我们的生命里面扮演一个什么样的角色
？And what kind of role that God should play in our life?
那么这位神，他是一位创造者。这位神也是要我审判我们的神。
And we know God is the God of creation, and also is the God who judges.
所以这本传道书呢，启示我们这些真理是要让我们知道。
So the book, Ecclesiastes tells us.
那么我们应该怎么样来生活
？How we should live?
怎么样来定义我们人生的价值
？How should we define the value of our life?
不是为了和他人比较。
It's not to compare with others.
那是为了对照圣经里面的教导，看我们怎么样来生活。
And it's to look at what the Bible stands.
那么传道书讲的虚空是在日光之下的虚空。
The vanity of the book is the vanity under the sun.
如果我们真正的重生得救，我们就活在神的恩典之内。
If we truly regenerated and saved, we'll live within God's salvation.
我们一定会去追求一个积极的追求圣洁的生活。
We should always actively pursue a holy life.
我们虽然是活在这个日光之下，
even though we are living under the sun,
但是我们的生命却在基督的里面。
But our life is within Christ.
所以因为如此，我们的生命其实不再虚空。
Because of that, our lives are no longer empty.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你赐给我们主你美好的话语。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you to give us your wonderful word.
主，盼望你透过主你的话语来提醒我们，真的我们该当怎么样来过我们当下的生活。
By your word, remind us how we should live our current life.
让我们真的是知道我们所处的这个世代险恶。
So that we know how evil this current world is.
让我们真的承认我们生命中的软弱，承认我们的有限。
So we acknowledge how we are weak and we are limited.
让我们靠在你的恩典。
But through your faith.
虽然我们活在这个当下的日光之下。
Even though we live in the current world under the sun,
让我们靠着你的恩典能够活一个丰富充实的生命。
And with your grace, we can live a rich life.
不再虚空，充满对主你的盼望。
It's no longer empty, but we have full hope.
也求主你真的祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May you bless each brother and sister in today.
让我们的生命能够真的是能够有主你自己亲自的同在。
And our life will be full of presence.
让我们的生命能够是一个更新改变的生命。
And our life can be a renewed life.
是一个讨主你喜悦的生命。
A life pleasing to God.
谢谢恩主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢一切。